this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights. And in this hour, one of my very favorite topics, how to travel on a budget. You know, how to get these crazy airfare deals and these travel deals. And we've got an expert with us tonight, and their website is nextvacay.com, and that's nextvacay.com, nextvacay.com. And if anybody doesn't, if you can't write it down because you're in the car, email me and I will get that to you. We also will be posting that later on our social media. Joining us is the founder of Next Vacay, Naveen Didakave. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jim.
Let me ask you, did I get your last name right? Was I close?
That was very surprising because I didn't actually work with your producers on that. You got it perfect. I couldn't believe it.
Naveen Didakave.
Absolutely perfect. I have never seen that happen before.
Okay. Well, maybe the rest of the interview won't go as well. So, okay. Well, there we go. So you can, I said it right once and then I'll probably say it wrong later. Okay. Your website, nextvacay.com. I can't remember, but I read so much every day. I subscribe to, I don't know how many dozens of blogs that I read, but I read an article about your site and I'm fascinated from two angles. So the first angle I want to go in, and we've got the whole show tonight, so there's no need to be rushed. We have commercials, but otherwise you'll be with me until almost 10:58 Eastern. And so let's use the first segment. I want to talk a little bit about how you got into all of this. So I understand that you by training are like a computer software engineer, and you and your wife were getting all these amazing deals on travel, and your friends were like, "What's up? How are you doing this?" And that your background with computer software and this kind of, you know, interest. I have this. I get a lot of great travel deals, and my friends are like, "What? You were just in Italy, and you're back again. What are you doing?" People want to hear how you're doing that. So tell us about the business side of it. So when did you decide this was going to be a business, and how did this all come together?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been a wild ride, and I can't believe it's only been a couple of years. It feels like we've been helping people travel more for a lot longer than that. And I guess if you think about how many friends and family I helped prior to starting this as a business, maybe that does count. So my wife and I got married in 2014, and we knew that prior to starting a family, that we would like to travel as much as we can, because that was the number one thing that our friends who were recently became parents told us to do. They said, if you gotta do something, you know, travel is the thing that you need to do as much
right,
as possible.
Right, because once you have kids, the babysitters, right, and how much they charge, and you can't trust half of them anyway. I was through all that. I'm done with all that, though. My kids are older, but I have different issues with them now. So,
yeah, absolutely. From babysitting, you know, one of the things that happened is that a couple of friends of ours could not make it to our wedding because, you know, they said that their kids just can't tolerate the car for 4 hours and they can't make the drive. So they said, please, you know, if we can give you one piece of wedding advice, travel as much as you can before you have kids.
So, yeah. That's great advice. So you took that advice and started going on all kinds of trips.
Yeah. So, you know, it's also so going from being single and going to being married, you start buying for two. You start buying two tickets at a time, and you're, you know, it's very different when it's just you and your guy friends going.
But it would be awkward, like that double occupancy required deal where you don't have someone else.
Yeah, you know,
like, you're like, what do I do about that? Right?
Exactly. And you know, it's very different when you start traveling with your spouse or significant other, because you know, you can't really split the bill with the hotel. with her. You know, it's different when you're going with the guys and everyone's splitting.
Yeah, so you've got to make the deal's got to be so good you can afford to bring her with you too.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I started looking at the deals. And I was like, all right, so now I got to look at everything times two. So what do I need to do differently about this? So, you know, sort of just keeping an eye on the pulse of what we were seeing over the course of the first year of our marriage, and something very miraculous actually happened on Christmas morning. I was one of, you know, being a early riser, it doesn't matter if it's Christmas morning. I'm still awake at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm on Facebook at 6 o'clock in the morning on my dining table, just surfing along, and I see a friend of mine post like an interesting find for a deal that any place in the world that an airline called Etihad Airlines flew to, you could go for between $300 to $350 round trip. So, you know, it's very, very early in the morning, and it's been a long night with the family the prior night. I'm like looking at this thing, and I'm like, this is very interesting. You're telling me that this airline, which is a major airline, is offering a price for $300 to $350 anywhere in the world that they fly from the U.S. round trip. So I dig into it, and I find that the pricing systems, whether it was Kayak, Google, it didn't matter. Like, they were all showing the same thing. It was a true deal. And you know, my wife woke up shortly thereafter, and I told her, I was like, hey, look, you know, we needed to go to visit our family in India because we had just gotten married and a bunch of people could not make it over for the wedding. We knew that we needed to go anyway. I said, why don't we grab this $300, $308 deal round trip to India and just grab two tickets and let's just see what happens, right? Worst case scenario, like they cancel the ticket, we got our money back. Best case scenario, we're flying to India for $300. Let's see what happens. So I put in my credit card. She gets on board. First of all, actually, she doesn't get on board right away. I'm shortcutting a lot. She was really questioning. It's like, what the heck is
going on? Yeah, what kind
here?
Of – where? Be careful who you're giving your credit card to.
Right, exactly.
Is it a deal from Nigeria that just showed up?
Yeah, so
is there an inheritance involved of like a prince or something?
Right, exactly. So I was like, look, we got to move quick on these things. Like, if it's a glitch, like, I've heard of this happening before. Like, we got to move fast. And so eventually I got her on board, and I showed her that I was booking directly with the airline. I was not booking through a third party on my travel agent. I was booked directly with the airline. And I showed her, it's like, look, this is what the airline's website is saying the price is. Let's just see what happens. So we booked this flight. And the ticket, you know, about 30 minutes later, the ticket comes through in email as an issued ticket. And I was like, this is real. So we start getting on the phone, you know, it's, and we're telling some other family that we know that they would like to go travel abroad. And, you know, I was telling them, you could go to Hong Kong for $300. You could go to Australia for $300. You could go to India for $300. You guys need to book these tickets before somebody figures out, something's wrong here. And that's what happened. We started telling people, and word spread like crazy that Naveen and Shaley know some kind of backdoor secret to some crazy deals. And people started kind of hounding us. And eventually, about 2 or 3 hours later, the deal closed. Probably somebody got fired at that airline.
That was the beginning of you sort of being like the travel guy or travel couple. And
that's right. Yeah.
I don't know if you know the story about Craigslist, but how that started was even before the internet, that guy, Craig, whatever his name was, Newmark, I think, he would fax out like all those things to his friends, like the different deals and things, you know, people looking for work, all the different things that are in Craigslist. That was a fax that he sent out to his friends. And then that became Craigslist. It sounds like a similar story. We're talking about travel deals. We'll get into so much more of this. Our guest tonight is the founder of NextVacay.com. We'll have a lot more. Don't miss it. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Joining us is the founder of NextVacay.com. His name is Naveen Didakave, and he's here with us for the rest of the hour. Let me tell you some of the deals at NextVacay.com. And by the way, some of you might wonder, like, is this an infomercial or did this guy pay to be on? No, This is a legitimate, just straight interview. I love this website. So full and fair disclosure, nothing, no connection here, no affiliate arrangement, nothing at this point. I just really like this site. So here's some of the deals. Australia, $580 round trip. Peru, $241. Paris, $425. Beijing, China, $398. Italy, $404. Dubai, $569. Costa Rica, $273. And on and on and on. And what I really love about the site is it's $25 for the year. Is that right?
That's right.
So for a whole year, it's $25. Now, you're not a travel agent. So you're not, I'm not going to call you up and you're going to book my travel for me. So what am I going to get for the $25? Just like the information I need to do the bookings on my own?
That's right. We have a team of 20 researchers now on the team. And what we're doing is we're, the deals are out there. It's, what we're doing is not rocket science in that, like, you could, if you're willing to sit in front of the computer and spend 8 to 12 hours a day and have 20 people working 8 to 12 hours a day looking for deals for you, you could find these deals too. So what we do is we end up just brute force searching for different patterns that we now know after 2 years of doing this. And we find these deals, and once we find them, we validate them. So validating means a couple of different things. So, you know, there's a lot of deals out there, and I really wouldn't, they might be price deals, but they're not really enjoyable flights. So if I were to tell you that you could fly to Europe for, let's say $249, but you had to have an 18-hour layover in JFK in New York, you're not going to take that flight.
Unless you had a relative in New York or something, and or you had a death wish, you know, one of
maybe
the two.
18 hours is still not enough time to get out of the airport in New York and get into a cab.
Right.
Yeah. So we put a lot of filters into what we consider a true deal. So we look at the layovers, you know, is it a reasonable amount of time? And that reasonable amount of time is actually both in like maximum length and actually minimum length too. Because what we don't want to happen is we don't want you to be connecting in Paris and you don't have enough time to navigate Charles de Gaulle, because you might miss that connecting flight and then you lost an entire day waiting to get rebooked on the next flight. So we really put ourselves in the shoes of the traveler. So we look at the different options that are available. We make sure that they're realistic. So again, deals can vary in that one person could tell you that they have a deal, but it leaves on a Wednesday and it comes back the next Thursday, and only if you fly on this date and this date can you get the price for this amount. That's not realistic. You know, most people got jobs. Most people are trying to plan around.
You're trying to kind of more find more of a practical, these practical itineraries. Now,
right.
So if someone joins the site, do they like tell you, hey, I want to go to Korea and you find that for me? Or is it that like you just send me deals that I could go on from my area? So I live, like my airports are like Orlando or Jacksonville, Florida. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes like when we went to Italy, we flew out of Miami because we got a tremendous price out of Miami. So in any case, if I joined and I put my information in as an example, would I like pick where I want to go? Would I say, hey guys, I want to go to Italy, find me the deal? Or is it the reverse of that, where I just sort of get alerted of all the deals from my area?
That's right. So it's the latter, in that the reason why it's called Next Vacay is because when we're explaining this concept to some friends and early users, they came back and told us, oh, you're basically telling me where I should take my next vacation based on, you know, what deals are going on. And so, yes, so you tell us that you live in Orlando and we think about that. You know, we think and we send you a deal. Is this really worth driving from Orlando to Miami or Fort Lauderdale to get on that $300 round trip deal to Paris? If it is a reasonable deal and it's working over major holidays and major weekends, then we send that out to the Orlando members. Like, hey, we know you don't live in Orlando, but it might be worth the drive if you really want to take your family over to Paris for the week for spring break or something like that. And the same thing applies in California. You know, sometimes we see some really incredible deals – out of Los Angeles that don't apply out of San Francisco. But we tell our San Francisco members, like, hey, look, we know that you're a pretty far drive or a short $99 hop from SF to LA, but we found this, you know, $450 deal to New Zealand. I think it's worth hopping over from SF to LA, changing planes, and getting over to New Zealand for $450 round trip. And a lot of people take us up on that. So we tell you about deals from your area and areas that are near you that are reasonable for you to get to.
And so that's part of the equation that I've always found is being flexible on the airport you're going out of. So we're going to be going to Ecuador next month. And I found what I actually did, tell me if this was smart or not, but it worked out. I actually did my search as if I lived in Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget which site I used, but I was like Ecuador to the United States from, you know, the major airports there. And then it showed me the cheapest airports to fly to. And then I reversed it because I don't live in Ecuador. I live in the United States. So by doing that, I found that Fort Lauderdale was the airport and it was $400 round trip to go to Ecuador. So I got the two tickets for my wife and I to go to Ecuador next month. We're going to be in Ecuador for 10 days starting towards the end of June. But I was flexible to go out of a different airport than where I live. And I was even flexible to land at a slightly different airport than where I want to actually be in Ecuador, which is a couple hours bus ride to get to where I actually want to go. So being flexible in that way, is that part of the strategy? Yes. I'm sure there's a lot more to it than that.
Yes, absolutely. So reverse direction does play a role. We do a lot of VPNs where we log into the and we make the computers think that we live in those countries, and we run those searches to see how are they pricing it differently for those when the searches are taking place in the foreign country versus the US.
Let me interrupt you though and tell people what you just said. VPN is virtual private network, and you can join one of these for free. It's like an app you can add to your Chrome browser and extension, and then you can select the country to make the internet think that you're actually in Ecuador or that you're actually in Europe. Because what you just said was that they might actually price it a better deal if they think you're actually doing that search from somewhere else. That sounds crazy to me, but I know it's true.
Yes, we've definitely seen some benefit by doing that. And what you said is absolutely true. We take it a step further in that we look at how can you connect to Ecuador. So you may go Fort Lauderdale direct to Ecuador possibly, but you may have different connection points. So what we analyze as well are how are the different ways that you, a U.S. resident, can get to Ecuador. And then what we're doing is we're checking the internal legs from, say, Houston or L.A. or New York to Ecuador, and then we're matching them up with the domestic leg that connects you from Fort Lauderdale to that hub.
All right. We've got a lot more to talk about, including we've been talking mostly about these international flights, folks. But when we come back, I'm going to ask our guest about flying, getting the deals for right here in the U.S. And whether those deals follow the same strategies and whether they cover those as well. All of that and more. We'll be back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, that's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. We're talking with the founder of the website, nextvacay.com. So that's N-E-X-T. V-A-C-A-Y, nextvacay.com. And just reading here right from the website, you can become a member for $25 a year. The membership comes with an unlimited amount of deals and a six-month money-back guarantee. If for any reason you feel like you didn't get your money's worth out of our service, we will give you your money back, no questions asked. Plus, you get a one-month free trial. And you can get all this information and more about how to sign up over at nextvacay.com. So let me ask you about this, the deals, Naveen, for the United States. It's always fun, and I love the reaction from people when you're like, yeah, I just got $400 round trip to Rome. They're like, what? You love that. But what about in the U.S.? So I saw today, just randomly, I'm on following some Facebook page, and it was like $80 round trip from Orlando to San Diego. And mm-hmm. I was just like, wow. I mean, it just pops up. Does your site send me deals for the US also, or mostly international?
So we definitely skew more international, but we have in the past year tremendously increased our US deals because we saw with the test that so many people were taking our US deals as well. It's so interesting that, if you make certain U.S. cities super cheap, like that San Diego deal, that's a great deal. People will hop over there for the weekend. We run the same filters though. Like, again, is that $80 deal? What kind of connection is that in Dallas?
Well, I clicked on it and then the deal wasn't there and I was really frustrated.
That's the frustrating thing about certain
airfare watchdog does that to me all the time. Yeah. It's like, I'm subscribed for like alerts and then I get the alert and I click on it and I can't find it. It's like, yep. It's not there.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but we look at the deal as through the same lens. You know, is their connection reasonable? Is it a nonstop? So when we are able to find those deals, we send them out. Now, I want to be honest. We don't send out everything that we see. You know, we really think about the traveler through the lens of what would a tourist do. So while we may find some deals to some smaller cities, we really are thinking about, like, is that smaller city near a national park? You know, is that smaller city, you know, an up-and-coming city? For example, Franklin, Tennessee is super popular, but you get there through Nashville. So we, you know, Nashville is now on our list, whereas previously it may not have been.
So you're not going to, like, necessarily show me, like, a weekend in Rochester, New York?
No. Not exactly.
Well, I guess I could drive over to Niagara Falls or something.
Right, exactly. But we would get you to Buffalo instead. We would think about it. We'd say, like, hey, you know, Buffalo's on sale. Niagara's not that far away. You know, it's the summertime. It's a reasonable drive. You don't have to have winter driving skills. Head on over there and enjoy Niagara.
Well, so, I love that practical kind of side to it. We've got questions coming in, and let me give our listeners the email, jim@christianmoney.com. Of course, it's always helpful to us if you put your city in your subject line, jim@christianmoney.com. And I just want to hit you with some of these. So the first question somebody sent is, what about these airfare consolidators? They're asking, this is a listener in Chicago, what about them? Can you trust them? I guess these are people where, if I understand it right, they like buy a block of tickets from the airlines.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And like, especially if you want to go somewhere like maybe to Asia or whatever, you could find a travel agency that, like, that's their thing, and they buy up a lot of seats, and then you can get a deal that way. Is that legit? I've never done it. Is it something to be aware, you know, concerned about, or is that a good way to go?
I don't think so. As long as you're dealing with a reputable agency, that's perfectly fine. You know, that's the model for the most part for most agencies, that they're buying tickets in bulk that they believe are going to be popular itineraries. The airlines give them deeply discounted tickets to them, and they make their money by marking up the ticket to you a little bit and helping you out with some hotels and to get some commissions there. Perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with consolidators. It's more work sometimes, I've seen. You know, like, that's why we just ask you to book directly with the airline. We just find depressed pricing. You're like, hey, look, you know, Delta's got a sale or American's got a sale. Just go and head on over there and move the dates around for October or November to Hong Kong.
Is that what Groupon is doing with these super deals where it's like you go to Ireland for a week and it's $600 for the airfare and a week of hotels? It's like, how could that possibly be true? But I guess it is.
Yes, generally so. They are buying excess inventory and they're just moving that inventory because they have huge audiences that might be interested in that block. So, you know, that's a risky business, but, you know, they can do it. And there's nothing wrong with booking it through Groupon or other
things. Yeah, I know Groupon always stands behind what they do. So I did buy an Italy trip 2 or 3 years ago, and I did have one small problem, and they stepped in, and it was with a rental car company, and they took care of it, and I got my refund, and they stood behind that. Someone's asking here about the hidden city strategy. We've got really smart listeners because we talk about this a lot. And I've read so many different things on this. I'm curious your view on it, which, for people that don't know what we're talking about, like, let's say you want to go from Orlando to Denver, but maybe there's a super cheap flight from Orlando to San Francisco that happens to have a layover in Denver, and you can fly with just a carry-on bag. You could just, like, get off the plane in Denver instead of switching planes. You just go out the airport and you're there and you're done. But I've read that you could get in a lot of trouble for doing that. Yeah. And so what do you think about that?
I'm not a big fan of this. This is a very dangerous play for anybody who is interested in traveling for the long term. If you actually read the contract of carriage, which is a form that's part of your terms of your ticketing, it says specifically that if you do this, the airline has a right to refuse future travel to you. You know, they've got your name, they've got your address, they've got all this information about you because, you know, TSA needs that. So it's not that hard for them to blacklist you for life. So do you really want to risk your privileges with one airline by doing his hidden city ticketing? I don't know. And also, like, if you book that ticket to San Francisco and you're trying to hop on over to Denver, if the airline changes their itinerary, it's like, hey, sorry, you know, we're pulling that Denver route, we're routing that plane now through Dallas, you now have a ticket to San Francisco.
So, oh, that's true. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Because their job is to get you to the destination that's specified on your ticket, not anywhere else.
Okay. Now, another question coming in here. They want to know about frequent flyer miles. You see these deals where if you get a certain credit card and you do this and you do that, and there's even these people on the internet, they're like, they call themselves travel hackers, mm-hmm. where you can just keep getting different credit cards and paying them off and so forth, and you end up with like free trips. Mm-hmm. What about that?
Oh, that's great. It's a great strategy. You know, there are certain cards that are better than others. A friend of mine runs a site called 10xtravel.com. That's 10xtravel.com. And he's got a free book there that actually walks you through a lot of the process behind it. You know, one of my favorite cards is called the Chase Sapphire Reserve. It has an enormous value when you sign up. When you sign up with that card, you get 50,000 points right now, which translates to approximately $750 of travel credit to be used on hotels, on flights, on wherever. But then what's really magical about this card is that you can transfer those points. You don't have to redeem them with Chase. You can transfer them to Hyatt. And if you transfer them to Hyatt, you can then book like almost a week's worth of hotels in Hawaii, which is just an incredible redemption. All you did was open a card and pay the annual fee for 1 year, and now you've got a week's long hotel stay in Hawaii.
Wow. And is there information on that at that 10X travel site? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can head on over there. Yep, 10xtravel.com.
That's incredible. I do have the Chase Sapphire, but not the Chase Sapphire Reserve. And mm-hmm. I did get quite a bit of benefit out of the Chase Sapphire card. We paid for one whole trip just with points, and we always are using those points. We used them just recently when we were in Switzerland and Italy. Someone's asking here, best time of year to travel. We've got a break coming up, so we'll get to that when we come back. We're going to also talk about what are some of the things that you can do as far as saving money on hotels, rental cars, other things. We'll ask Naveen if he gets into those strategies as well. All of that and more in our final segment as we show you how to save money on travel. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we're back. Our final segment. It's been a great show, and I know a lot of people are going to download this one. Of course, our show is always available in numerous different sites for downloading and listening to later. You can get the whole list of all of the locations for our downloads at jimparisradio.com. That's jimparisradio.com. So we continue our discussion with Naveen Didakavi, and he is the founder of nextvacay.com. That's V-A-C-A-Y.com, nextvacay.com. You can join their site for just $25 for a year, and you also get a free trial. And I'll have to tell you, folks, that's a really good deal. I've seen some of these kind of sites where it's like $10 a month, $20 a month. This is $25 for an entire year. And I, you know, if you find one deal, I mean, goodness sake, just one deal is going to pay for that. So I would really look at it as an investment in saving money. So the question is, somebody's emailing here, best time of year to travel. Is it true that, like, okay, everybody's taking their vacations in the summer, you don't want to necessarily be stuck only looking for deals in the summer?
Not necessarily. So you can travel peak if you're looking at the right time for that deal. However, you know, flights are just a small part of what makes a trip affordable. So even if we get you to Europe in the summertime for $300 or $400, you're going to pay, you know, premium prices on hotels. And there's nothing much I can do there when it comes to the summertime in Europe for hotels. However, instead, if you shift your entire trip to what's called the green season, there are multiple seasons in travel: high season, peak season, low season, and an in-between state called green season. So green season is not necessarily high, not necessarily low. It's in between. So low season sometimes correlates with poor weather conditions. Like, you know, do you really want to go to, you know, Bali or Thailand if it's just going to be raining all the time? It's not as enjoyable. So, you know, that's low season. However, green season is a period where most people are at work and they don't really travel during that time. So it's right between and right before a peak season, like, say, New Year's. So a green season could be, you know, the first 2 weeks of December in Cancun or Puerto Vallarta, because peak season is Christmas and New Year's. But a couple of weeks prior, they're fully staffed, they're ready to go, but they don't have any guests. So they're deeply discounting both airfare and their rooms. So you can get a heck of a vacation if you're willing to go in what's called green season. So look up your destination, add green season to it in the Google search, and see when that green season is for that destination.
And that would be different depending on where you're going. Like, for example, You know, Europe doesn't recognize our Thanksgiving Day here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So I was just messing around the other day and found like $400 tickets on Google Flights for round trip to Italy, like a week before Thanksgiving. And the first thing I said was, wait, how could that be? That's like Thanksgiving week, that, you know, but it's not Thanksgiving over there. So
that's right.
You know, that works. So you can find deals throughout the year, but I like your idea of like, you don't want to necessarily go to like one trip I'm thinking of doing is Seoul, South Korea. I'm a Taekwondo guy, been training my whole life pretty much and third degree black belt. And I always wanted to visit Korea because that's where the art was originated. And there's some historical sites there. And so I'm, you know, thinking about that. What one thing I've thought about was there's a lot of times deals from like the California cities, like Los Angeles, San Francisco, to get to Asia. It, does it ever make sense to like work a deal where, okay, there's a $500 round trip to Seoul from LA that I just then like book that and then get a ticket separately from Florida to LA, maybe like put a buffer day in there. Does your service ever pair up like a domestic flight to get you to the point where you're leaving for the international flight?
Yeah, we do that on a case-by-case basis for certain people if they do give us a request like that. I in that particular case of Korea coming out from Florida, I would not recommend flying out all the way out to California first. You know, we can probably get you there from Charlotte or Atlanta or New York faster than we can get you from California, just because it's a much shorter hop. You can fly in the night before and you know, you're not flying 5 hours, you're flying just an hour or two to Atlanta or New York, and then, you know, hopping over the next day to Korea.
It is interesting too, like when you do the reverse search, I found like Dallas for some reason, those incredible prices to Korea. But then when I've been to Dallas, there's a lot of Koreans that live in Dallas. So it might be because of the Korean density of population in Dallas that there might be more favorable pricing or a more competitive market there.
What's actually happening is this, is that Dallas and American Airlines, you know, they kind of own that space. But then what happens is that Delta and United, they want to take a part of that business too. So they offer lower prices if you're willing to make a connection. So United will do something like, you know, Dallas to Korea through SF for a depressed price. And what happens is that you have a lot of people who are used to that nonstop out of Dallas who might be willing to take a stop and get depressed pricing. So this is what we do on a daily basis at NextVacay. We're monitoring for these fare wars. We're looking to see how nonstops get attacked by connections. And we offer, you know, visibility to these deals that are happening that most people are just simply not aware of.
All right. So many more questions coming in here. Well, let me hit you with this one. This is interesting. Somebody wants to know about like cheap deals to Las Vegas. They want to know, is it because that the gambling places there want to get you there? So they're somehow subsidizing these tickets to get people there. Like you see these incredible, I saw one today, like $100 round trip from Miami to Las Vegas. Is that because they want you to go there and gamble and they're somehow subsidizing that?
Not really. It's the planes that got to go there no matter what, unless they're going to cancel the route. The airlines are required to fly a certain, when the airlines get a route granted to them, they're required to fly that route a certain amount of times. If they don't use it, then the FAA is going to give that route to somebody else who's going to actually use it and let those cities get serviced. So the plane's got to go. And, you know, the airlines make a lot of money during peak convention times, which there are a lot of conventions in Vegas. So they make a lot of money on business travel. They make plenty of money on leisure travel, but they've got excess inventory and they've got to fill those seats because otherwise that plane's going to go fairly empty. So if you do see a cheap Vegas trip and you know, if you want to pair that with a reasonable hotel deal, by all means, go out there. It's not like some kind of a conspiracy to get you to go out there and gamble. It's they got to get
your biggest gamble might be the flight, depending on the airline.
Yeah,
that you take.
Well, that's true.
But you don't have to gamble in Las Vegas, because I can tell you, because we were there a couple years ago for a convention for my wife, And there was all kinds of fun things to do that were not about gambling, just things to see. And just like shows, like we went to see Wayne Newton. I went to see this Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil thing, which imagine combining those two ideas together. It was that incredible. So there's a lot of things to do in Las Vegas. Okay, last question. Somebody wants to know if you have a blog and they want to know what you think about travel blogging. They're thinking about doing more traveling and then being like a blogger, or what they call a vlogger with a V, where you're like making videos for YouTube and writing articles and all that. What do you know about that as like an opportunity for someone to make money?
It's possible. It takes, you know, like any of everything else, nothing overnight. It takes some time to build an audience. And then once you have that audience, people like us will certainly have relationships with vloggers and send them out on trips. For example, we're sending out a crew out to Iceland on our behalf. They're taking a ton of footage. They're going to get us some videos and share some inside tips about Iceland. And we're going to be able to share that with our audience. So companies like ours, we pay for those trips for people. But, you know, it takes time, like anything else. Like, you got to get started. You got to build your audience, you know, get a rhythm going, get your point of view out there. And then over time, brands we'll be happy to.
And if you're already traveling, if you're already planning to go on a trip, it wouldn't hurt while you're there to, you know, get some footage, some pictures, some video, and maybe write an article or two while you're on the plane and just see what happens. I mean, that would be my view. And maybe even talk to your tax person. Maybe there's a way you could claim some of this as a business expense. Maybe some of your vacation could be a tax deduction. Who knows? All right. So as we close it out in our last 30 seconds, tell us about the website again. How do people get there? How do they connect up with you?
Type in nextvacay.com, NextVacay.com.
And we thank you so much for joining us. Naveen Didakavi has been with us for the hour. Check out their website, nextvacay.com. Thank you so much, sir. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next time. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.